Welcome to the Anything Goes Inside podcast. This is episode number 47, and yes, you guessed it, we are all out of good ideas. We'd love to hear from you if you're a listener. We'd like to maybe find out what you're interested in hearing about. You can definitely tweet us. Well, you can contact us on Twitter, at Goes Inside, or on Facebook, the Anything Goes Inside podcast. Look for us. Send us ideas. We need it. Here it is, number 47.
So,
all right. I think we're ready. Yeah. Anything Goes Inside podcast, take one. Season 2, episode something.
You sound like start a over. Like a 1940s announcer. Like, all right, go ahead. Sorry.
President Feldman.
Sorry,
that
was stupid.
You have a speech in front of that.
What are we eating?
What are you eating? Missy.
What? Can y'all hear me eating? Sorry, yes. I'll stop.
No, what are you eating?
Oh, Pringles.
Oh.
But yeah,
I picked up last night in my drunken stupor at the gas station on my way home.
Were you drunk snowboarding?
Oh, hell yeah. You have to be.
Drunk snowboarding?
You have to be drunk.
You have to be. It keeps you warm. Keeps you...
Makes you want to pee all the time.
My drunk food is Taco Bell.
Jaeger and Monster.
Jaeger and Monster.
Yep. Sugar-free, though.
Yeah. Try to keep it healthy.
All right, so let's go.
Yeah.
So I've been watching a lot of Say Yes to the Dress lately. Because I want to say yes to the dress.
You do? Do they have a show?
You don't get that option, though. Unless you're going to wear a wedding dress.
Yeah, I was going to pull a Dennis Rodman. Is that cool? Rodman.
So
what kind of style?
Yeah, okay,
do you like?
Thank you. That's exactly what I was. Yeah. I couldn't even get the words out.
I like a strapless princess style with a long train. That's me. That's my dress.
I don't think any of us know what that even looks like.
I don't.
I can't.
The one person that we thought might would be Snakes, and she doesn't even know.
Is it like a plunging line? Does it have like?
Does it show off your cleavage?
It shows off my cleave, my cleavage, and it's not white because of some stuff I did in college. Hey, I passed. That's the thing, you know.
What
the point
color
is
are you
that
going
I passed.
For? Cream, or are you going for like just?
I'm gonna do full white on everything except for on the veil. There has to be like some off-white color around the face
the
area.
Facial region?
Yeah.
Can you do the veil where it's like a mask of something different, like a Jason mask?
I was going to do a fencing mask.
Oh, even better.
You know? When you go out fencing?
Yeah.
Like the sword fighting?
Oh, I thought it was like Wilson from
Home
Improvement.
I don't think you should do that. You're going to lose the high quality of your eyes.
Aww.
Sad.
I feel like I have to compliment you now.
Yeah,
I like that you're growing out your facial hair. It looks good.
Well, thank you.
It looks good.
You guys should be alone. I'm leaving.
Well, I mean, he's going to be wearing a dress soon, so. It's all good.
I don't think I've seen that show.
It's entertaining.
Okay, so how long is it? Like, what happens? Like, tell me the premise. Like,
here's what happens. Here's the short drop. Ladies come in. They say, how much are you going to spend on a dress? And the lady's like, I'm going to spend, like $7,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, on a dress.
That's crazy.
And then they go,
that's ridiculous.
For a wedding dress that you're going to wear once?
Right.
When I get married.
Or twice or three times. You really never know.
In this day and age, you might get a
couple. In this day and age, it could be a couple, yeah. Might as well get a couple. You just divorced just to get some use out of it. Shit. All right.
I don't know. What are you guys watching?
No, tell me more. Oh, yeah, don't chase the subject. Finish up.
All right, so the ladies go in, they say, hey, this is what I want to look like. And then the stylist's like, honey, you don't wear that, girl. And the girl's like, the girl kind of bitches and eventually gets her way. and then they say yes to the dress. It's not a very complicated show.
Is it like 30 minutes, or you have to spend an hour watching
this? No, it's a 30-minute show.
Oh.
It's
30 but the drama show. Is ridiculous. Like, the family can't agree on the dress, and the daddy says, I'm not paying for that piece of shit.
So,
yeah.
So there's just all this internal drama going on
right.
in this bridal shop.
So you pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
That's right.
Because
it will keep you on the edge of your seat.
Wow.
Are you watching this show by yourself, or are you watching this with your woman?
Please say with your woman.
Okay, yes, it is with my woman.
No, it's not. Such a lie.
It is. I totally don't watch it alone while eating bonbons in my in my PJs.
Good Lord. That's an image I won't get out of my head.
What?
I said while you're sitting there in your thong watching the show.
I do wear my thong while I watch the show, yeah. I don't know, what are you guys watching? Let's not make this all about me.
Well, I'm shamefully watching The Celebrity Apprentice.
That's not shamefully.
It's a little shameful.
Which one? Well, who's in it this year?
We have Geraldo Rivera. We have the K+8 chick. We have...
Whoa!
How is she a celebrity?
She's not. That's why it's a Celebrity Apprentice.
So, wait.
So, they're apprentices of...
No, I mean... They're not. I mean, they're not gonna get. They can't get A-list celebrities on this show.
They got the guy. They guess
who? Exactly. Oh, <All right. laughs> My point.
The same guy that did the Folgers commercial.
No, the other guy.
Uh-huh.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Lorenzo Lamas. The little girl from the Cosby Show. I forget her name.
Tootie.
That's another show.
Oh, wait, that's...
Was she allegedly...
Tootie.
I was way off.
Rudy was her name.
Yeah, Rudy, thank Rudy. You, yes.
Was she was allegedly Tootie. Sexually assaulted what by was, Bill Cosby?
I don't think so. I think he...
Probably.
I think he was going for the older ladies. He may be, like, taking advantage of women, but he's not a pedophile. There's a line that he will not cross.
At least be 18.
Yeah, you must be 18 to ride that ride. Or get in that sweater. And others.
Get in that pudding.
Other people that are get yeah, get in that pudding. Thank you.
Pudding with the pudding and the
So he can so he can put his spoon in your pudding.
Pudding pop.
So that's what I've been watching. Satch.
I just started watching Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, that's a good show. That. I like
it's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, you started from the beginning, so you're like
I'm 6 episodes deep.
Okay, you're in.
Yeah.
You
That's
are.
That's pretty
deep. The episode is not a... Yeah, the show's not a virgin anymore.
You have penetrated that episode.
Yeah.
Hard. That TV show. Yeah, you like it so far?
So far, yeah.
I liked it. It's a pretty entertaining movie.
A lot show.
Of, movie?
A lot of fighting. Oh, yeah, it's not a movie. It's a show.
I saw
it's
like a the first. Movie. I saw like the first 3 episodes, I think.
And you gave up?
I forgot about it. So, I guess it didn't
How
catch
far
my
How do you watch?
I only got probably about 6 episodes or something.
Missy, what are you watching?
I have been watching K+8.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's a new season. It hasn't been on in years. So, yeah, they got a new season on, so I'm watching that.
Do you think Kate looks more like a bimbo now?
Yeah, she's had way too much Botox
yep.
for her age.
So do you think she looks better now or before?
Before.
I mean,
before?
She definitely looks great now, but
yeah, I think she looks better now.
Think so?
Even though she's fake, I still...
She's put some distance between having 8 kids.
In this season, yeah. Will she have a 9th? Is that what the turning point of the season is?
No. She's still single in her big mansion.
And ready to mingle.
What happened to John? Is he dead?
No. I don't know.
He's paying for that mansion, so he has to, like, actually work, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Because under the divorce, he has to probably pay alimony or some shit.
I'm not really watching any other shows. I was watching 90 Day Fiancé. I really like that. But
oh, my, yeah. My brother watched that.
That show's a trip.
That show is
it's
weird.
A good one. But I'm anxiously anticipating the new season of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo and when that's going to be here.
I thought that got canceled.
They got canceled, right?
It did,
yeah.
But might be back. I don't know.
Well.
That sucks.
Yeah,
Honey Boo Boo.
No. I love Honey Boo Boo. Like, Toddlers and Tiaras, I love that show, too.
Oh.
And Here Comes the Dress.
No, I can't.
I don't.
Say yes to the dress.
No, thank you.
Yeah. The any of those shows where kids are in pageants freak me out. I can't watch them.
Really?
It freaks me out.
What freaks you out?
That they're tiny kids. What are you doing? Yeah.
Why am I slightly sexually attracted?
Whoa, not even that.
Oh, that's not what you're saying?
No, that's not where I'm going with it.
Oh, let's just forget I said that. Sorry.
It's just freaky to me. Like, what the?
Yeah. Should not be sexualizing a six-year-old. It's just wrong.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Bad Grandpa?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my
remember
God.
That scene where he has the little boy do the pageant and then he doesn't strip?
That teams? One scene made the entire movie.
Yes, that was like, the best scene of the movie.
They didn't have to do anything else. They could have just done that and I would have paid the $8 to see the movie.
Just to see the people like, what the? That and the one with the ball sack.
Oh, what part was that?
That was when he went to the bathroom in that bar. The ladies were having night out. What is it? Girls' night out. And he came out. And it's like Zach was like, "Hey, ladies, can you help me?"
Yeah, that's an old bit from the TV show too.
Is it?
Yeah,
where they come. Yeah, they had that big ball sack and Jackass.
Yeah.
Oh.
My favorite part of the or one of my favorite parts of the movie in Bad Grandpa is when they're sitting at the diner and the little boy farts and then the old man farts and then the little boy farts and then the old man farts and eventually. The old man tries to fart so hard that it, like, he shits himself, but it splatters on the wall behind him. And they're just like, come on, let's get out of here. And they both leave, and people are, like, staring at the wall thinking, and, like, just getting sick to their stomachs. It's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Not,
If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix.
If you haven't seen it, yeah. There's actually, the one on Netflix is, like, the unrated version.
So it's even worse.
So it's even, more horrible shit happening in there.
Dirty, dirty movie.
Oh, jeez.
Anybody else watching anything interesting? Missy? Justin?
No. I've been watching my neighbors.
I'm trying to get fit.
Are you?
So what are you doing?
I started yoga this week to prepare for my snowboarding yesterday.
Oh, right on.
Nice.
Did it work?
Keep that up.
Where are you doing yoga? Like at home?
At home.
Like DVDs?
In the green room.
In the green room.
That way she can film it and then like put herself in all these crazy different environments through technology.
Doing yoga in the Amazon. Now in Iceland.
Doing yoga on the International Space Station.
Like in Wayne's World. Now we're in Delaware. What's in Delaware?
I just put up a picture of the guy with two penises.
In the back.
That sounds like fun. Do a downward dog in front of that.
Yeah.
Right in between the two penises. That's some weird, weird internet shit. So, yeah. Good.
Melissa, let me ask you a question. And don't answer if you don't want to, but what's your favorite warrior pose? 1, 2, or 3?
I like 3. I think you get the best stretch out of that one.
3's good.
I don't know what. I don't know the difference.
It's a hard pose, but yeah, it's strong.
Okay, well,
Justin,
I'm gonna show you. What?
This is great on the podcast, by the way.
Yes, this is great.
So
Justin is standing up and
describe to everyone what I'm
dropping his jock.
Well, come on, hold on. So you have put your leg out here, and then the other one goes back like that.
Hold on.
And you're like you're surfing. See?
Yeah, the Warrior One.
That's right.
All right, Warrior Two.
Warrior Two, I believe, is this.
Yep.
And Warrior Three is this.
When you lean back and reach your calf and put your left arm up.
Oh, okay, like this.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, good job, Justin.
Thank you. I know yoga.
You should teach yoga.
I do.
at the YMCA?
Yeah.
Don't know why.
I do it for patients people who are undergoing hospitalization because of SARS, mostly. You guys remember the SARS virus?
Remember when that was popular? SARS.
You guys remember the
pig flu and then Ebola.
Yeah.
Every year something new that was going to kill us. And every year we come out stronger.
It's a lot of Ebola.
Yeah. It's like, you know what, nature? Take your Ebola, take this shit back. What else you got? And then nature throws some other shit at us. And
yeah, it's annoying.
Oh, nature, you scary.
Damn, nature, you scary.
Damn, nature.
I don't know. I forgot what else we were going to talk about. Melissa's still cracking up.
Because nature is scary.
Nature is scary sometimes. I get afraid.
What is your biggest nature-related fear?
Quicksand.
That was when I was, when I was a child, I was scared of that. But, like, I live in the city, so that usually... That doesn't come into play unless there's, like, quick cement.
Well, there is quick-drying cement.
There is.
Jumanji. I'm afraid of board games called Jumanji. That could happen to anyone.
That could.
What are you guys afraid of in nature?
Zach's afraid of being hunted.
Man, the most dangerous prey of all.
Let's get him. He looks big.
What scares you? You're afraid of being hunted?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Like Hunger Games?
Like Hunger Games? Yeah. Oh my god, that would be scary.
Are you afraid you're in the Hunger Games and you don't know it?
No, I feel like someone's trying to sneak up behind me and just kill me.
Are you afraid someone's trying to kill you?
Yeah.
Ironically enough.
Is this because of that promo that we ran?
Maybe. So, I never know what's behind me.
That was his first clue.
He wasn't
prepared. Now, every day, I have to be careful and watch what's behind me or in front of me. Because I never know if Justin's going to pop out with a gun or an arrow.
Missy, what
or
are you...
Or a knife.
Missy, what scares you in nature?
Poison ivy.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's scary.
You don't know where that is. It could be on
anything. Yeah, Ryan was just telling me the story that this kid that he knew was really allergic to it, so his dad was, like, burning this bush that they had in their backyard.
Oh, yeah.
But, like... The oils were in the air, and right. He inhaled them, so he had poison ivy on the inside of his body, and he almost died.
What?
Fuck that noise.
You can do that? That can happen?
Yeah, that can happen.
Holy lord,
My dad gets it really badly. He can, like, if the wind blows hard, like, he can get it just from being near, you know?
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's really dangerous.
Damn, nature, you are scary.
Michael, what are you afraid of in nature?
Wild animals. Lions and stuff attacking me.
Uh-huh.
Snakes.
Tigers and bears.
Tigers and bears, oh my.
Don't go to Florida.
Well, you know, I was watching the Today Show the other day, and apparently, not today, but...
The other day,
yesterday?
Today? Yeah. On today, the other day.
On today, the other day, possibly yesterday, they were showing footage of... three rhinoceros that had escaped from a zoo, somehow they unlocked their cage and they were running wild through the zoo, making their way towards the exit. And all they showed was a video of the three rhinos running and a zookeeper running behind them. And Matt Lauer was like, what is he going to do when he catches up to them? And that's a good question. What are you going to do?
What's his plan?
Whoa, guys. Turn around. And that was an excellent question. I'm like, exactly. What is he going to do? And I wanted to stay so badly and watch it, but it was like the 8:10 promo. So I was like, damn it, I gotta be at work.
Well, like, yeah, does he have like a secret word that he was gonna yell at the animals that would like make them stop? Like,
yeah.
You know, Kanaji like, or something like that.
Jumanji.
I don't know. Jumanji.
He's probably just keeping an eye on them. So
they get them on them.
Hey, they're turning left on Southernman Street.
I think one looked at me. Look, he pretends to not be there, reading a newspaper. Just like,
bring the horse tranquilizer. We gotta take him down.
That only works on horses. Well, bring the rhino tranquilizer.
I think so. This is good. I'm having fun. I'm having a good time.
Reaffirmations by Justin.
Melissa.
Yes, sir.
She's listening to something else.
Say something.
Are we not entertaining for you?
Say something funny.
Something funny.
You got me. Melissa, what's something that people can expect to hear on season 2 of the Anything Goes Inside podcast?
Their wildest dreams will come true. That's what they'll hear.
You heard it here for you heard it here first.
Wow.
Can't even fucking talk.
We'll find out about Zach's baby this season. Babies.
That's true.
What else? We'll find out if Zach can stay up long enough to do a podcast.
Talking about erectile stuff.
Well, stay up. Did you just say reptile dysfunction?
My iguana has reptile dysfunction. It's a serious problem with my reptile. Everybody has an iguana. Zach, what's something that the people can expect to find out about us in this season of the Anything Goes Inside podcast?
Well, we're going to get to know Justin's inner self.
Yeah.
His femininity will continue to shine through.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's what's up.
And that wedding dress.
I can't wait to see pictures of that wedding dress.
Michael may teach us all how to drum.
I have to learn first. So I gotta work on that real quick. As long as I'm one class ahead of you guys.
Just gotta say one class ahead.
Speaker Man.
Speaker Man cameo.
Hey!
That beard is getting longer. Look at that thing. Good lord, you're like ZZ Top over there.
It's fierce.
It's fierce.
Speaker Man, can you tell us what the listeners can expect from this season of Anything Goes Inside podcast?
I don't know. Okay, I'm going to go to the store and buy fish and potatoes and take the trash out.
We can't expect that, so that's...
Yay. Yay.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye, baby.
Bye, baby.
I think that if you listen to this podcast, you're going to learn how to pleasure a woman or a man.
Or a man.
Or farm animals. These are the things that you can expect
but
to learn.
Who will they learn them from? Tune in and find out.
Tune in and find out.
Who will show you what?
All right. Michael? Anything you want to tell the kids
about this? Stay off the drugs, everybody.
Stay off drugs?
Stay off drugs.
Off of drugs?
Or on drugs.
Oh.
Or stay off my drugs. Get out of the way. You're all over my drugs.
This has been
Damn
solid.
Damn drugs, you're scary.
Damn drugs, you're scary.
Satch, anything you want to tell everybody before we leave?
No.
All right, then.
I have something to say, everyone.
I killed your baby today?
What?
Go ahead.
No. For everyone out there who has a dream, for everyone out there who believes that they are more than just mere flesh, I say to you, just the tip. That's it. That's it.
All right.
Yay. All
right, yay. Missy?
Yep.
Anything to leave us with?
Nope, stay classy.